Find us on Facebook.
Tubridy 2FM.
Look, we'll just go on the air anyway and she can come in as we're talking like this because G1, who's the Minister for Timekeeping in the new government formed by Enda Kenny recently, has just been sacked from the Cabinet and is now the Junior Minister for sticking her fingers up at presenters through the glass window. Now, here we all are. Laura McCormick, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
You are Miss Personality. So, Remind us of our competition. How did it all work?
Well, ye had an application form and I filled it in and I sent it in, and then the lovely Dave rang me and did a kind of an interview before I came on the show, and I got through to that, and then I did an interview with you. It's so weird talking to you.
I know, in real life.
In real life.
I'd say it was much easier the other way.
Actually talking to you one on.
Okay, so we had the chat with, how many girls were there? 10?
There was eight.
Okay. We chatted them all and then the public voted and decided that they thought that you might be the most fitting, even though they were all worthy contenders.
Yes.
which made you, and the idea of the competition was that you, the winner, would go on to represent us in the Miss Ireland competition on the basis not of looks but on personality. Now you were fortunate enough to be blessed with both, so that was just a bonus, and that brings us to today. So you were Miss GAA at the time. Remind us about your vital statistics, your age.
I'm 19.
Studying
accounting in National College of Ireland.
Okay. And from
Offaly, Edenderry and Offaly.
Edenderry. Boyfriend?
Niall McNamee.
Yeah, and he does, remind us what he's up to.
He is the captain of the Offaly senior team.
And how are they doing?
Okay. Yeah.
You just did an Elvis curl of your lip there. Can we move to another question, please? Okay, and remind us why you picked the name Miss GAA.
Because I play GAA myself. I have done since I was a little girl, a little wee girl.
Yeah.
And my grandfather is Paddy McCormick, and he has...
The Iron Man from Road.
The Iron Man from Road, yes. He has two All-Irelands for Offaly, 71 and 72. And five Leinsters, I think, and two Railway Cups. He was given out to me yesterday for not mentioning how many titles he actually has.
And he was able to list them all off.
Oh yeah, the two Railway Cups. And I was going, what's that? And he said, he was appalled that I didn't know what a Railway Cup
I'm
was.
I'm appalled you didn't know.
Do you even know?
No, I don't know what it is.
I think it's like Leinster against Connacht. And
oh, I know what it is.
Oh yeah.
It's a railway. My granddad shut it down. Okay, now I'm just having a little laugh to myself there. Okay, so you still play?
Yes, I do. Well, I had to kind of take a bit of a break now because I've been so busy with Miss Ireland, but I've been keeping tabs on what the girls are up to.
Oh yeah, how are they doing?
They're doing pretty good, just trying to get a training, you know, keep going, plugging away.
Not easy.
No.
And okay, so Niall's keeping well. He's a little bit older than you, obviously.
He is.
And life is good for him, obviously. He's one of the good guys, as
we
know.
He is,
He came through his own difficulties, but he's done it and he's out the other side, so I'm delighted for him.
Yeah.
Okay, why did you apply in the first place? why would you want to be part?
People say that to me so much. Well, I just remember one evening, I was on it was in April, and I was on Facebook and I seen 2FM's link to the application, and then I seen Miss Ireland's link to it as well, and then I seen her.ie had it up, had an article, and I follow her all the time, so I looked at it and then I said, sure, I might as well apply,
and
I just did, because I'm turning 20 this year, and I just said, I haven't really done much with myself, anything too exciting, so I said, sure, I might as well.
Okay,
now see what comes.
You have a day job, much like Gabby, it works in the chemist. I work in
Supermax in Edenderry.
Well, I'd say it's a fairly long queue at your cash register, isn't it? So, what sort of hours are you working?
Well, like that again, because I've been so busy, they have whittled it down. I work a day a week now, but I think I'll be, you know, I used to work 3 or 4 days a week, so...
What's that like?
It's good crack. Some days are better than others.
Did you work Fridays and Saturdays?
I worked Sundays. Friday, Saturday and Sundays are busy days.
Oh, what about nighttime? Did you work nighttime?
We only open till 11 because it's just in the town, small, thank God. So we close at 11
thank
o'clock
God for
every
that.
Evening.
You don't want coming out of the nightclub in Edenderry. What's the local nightclub in Edenderry?
Club 38.
Of course it is. Club 38, where our love stories begin.
Oh,
and end.
And then, true enough.
I believe it. Okay, so you got a lot of, there was a lot of media coverage, generously so, after you were crowned Miss Personality.
Mm-hmm.
Was that peculiar for you to see?
Oh, it was crazy, it was so weird, it was such a different, like a different world almost, like it was like, what am I doing in the paper? Like, who would look at this?
I know. From Supermax to the Daily Mail.
Yeah, honest to God, well, it was just great anyway, like not many people can say it, you know.
Yeah.
something to put in the scrapbook.
And I'd say the Iron Man from Road has a scrapbook ready and go with print
yeah,
stick and a scissors.
My granny has compiled.
The granny has it sorted.
Yeah, she's compiled all the newspapers. So
what have you done since we saw you? What have you been up to?
Well, I've been really busy with Miss Ireland, and I've been doing after the Miss Personality, I went to the I never seen what kind of happens during the heats or anything, so I went to the semi-finals in the right venue, and I got to see kind of what the whole thing is about.
Okay.
And what the night entails, and that was very good. And then I got to go to the Curragh races with our head sponsors Main and Tail. They're our main sponsors, so I went with them, and that was very good. We went for Ladies Day, so it was
good.
A lovely day out. I love the fashion.
And how did the RSVP photo shoot go?
Oh, that went really well. Yeah, no, it was very cool. Like, we went down to the Radisson down the road in St. Helens, and we went, and it was, what time? God, I think it was
like
8 o'clock.
Did you have to spend a lot of your time putting your hand on your hip and looking sideways like that?
Yes, that? Yes, the pose. Yeah.
Gotta do that.
Yeah.
And what brought you to Westport then? What was
that was, it was kind of like a bonding kind of boot camp type of thing.
Yeah.
And so I loved that. That was kind of my highlight. We went there for kind of two and a half days, three days and two nights we stayed over, and it was just brilliant, and I got to meet all the other girls. And
so you roughed it up a little bit there, did you?
Yeah, we did like lots of adventures. We did like archery, and we did it was like laser tag, but it was like paintball without the paint. Yeah. And so it wasn't painful.
Be careful if you go any further in this competition, because the archery, what they do is, it's like the Hunger Games, they start shooting you in the
Yeah, but I actually got in, like, it was like blondes versus brunettes. There was loads of blondes in the Miss Ireland competition this year. And whatever way we divvied out the teams, it just so happened that it was all blonde girls against all brunette girls. And the brunettes won, but they were like, okay, let's, you know, have a duel or whatever. And it was me against one of the other girls, and I was going, I don't want to hear. It was like literally like draw.
Yeah. Did you win?
No, completely misaimed, but so did she, so it's okay.
Oh, great. Okay. So and
she was like out to get me, though. I was like, oh, Jesus.
But you're both alive, which is
amazing.
We're
both alive, which is great. Yeah.
Okay. You enjoyed every part of it, obviously. And
yes.
Now it's all eyes on Saturday. What's happening on Saturday?
Saturday is the grand finale. We are going to the Baldsbridge Hotel on Friday morning, and we're going to kind of go through rehearsals, and it all kind of starts from then. The big show is on. So it's kind of I get nervous when I think about it, but at the end of the day, it's kind of like just try and keep myself calm and
keep yourself calm,
keep a cool head. Yeah.
How many girdles in the final?
I think there's 32. The last time I checked there was 32. Yeah.
Okay. How do you fancy your chances?
Oh God, I don't know. There's so many lovely girls in it, you know.
Lovely girls.
Yeah, lovely
and
girls.
Do you want to win it?
Of course. I don't want it to end. Like, I've had such a great time, you know, as Miss Personality, and like just throughout the whole experience. I love it. I really do. I loved it so much more than I ever thought I would. And I think it's just a brilliant, brilliant stepping stone. And I think the organisation is just brilliant.
Who's
They're
enjoying
so
it
good.
More, you or Ava Jane?
I don't know. It's a bit.
She's 10 now. So
yeah,
she's probably
10.
She's probably got a bit more into it than you are.
Yeah, she has. I remember when I won, it was a Friday when I won Miss Personality, and I was working the Saturday and Sunday, so I was brought right back down to earth. But
You won the competition
on the Friday.
And we were here doing the whole thing with the papers,
yeah,
and the snappers, and then you went to
work on Saturday,
hand out snack boxes and eating
yeah.
dirty.
Saturday and Sunday, but I came home one of the days on my lunch break, and I was just looking in the sitting room as I came in the door, and she was sitting up with the Miss Personality sash on, the little tiara, just eating some crisps or something, watching telly, and I was just, and she just looked at me as if it was just so normal, like, well, how
yeah,
are
this
you?
Is how we roll.
This is how it is now, Laura.
That's lovely. Well, look, we just wanted to wish you luck and check in on you and see how you're feeling about it all.
Thanks very much.
What are we on? Wednesday today. So a few days to get going.
Yep, exactly. You know yourself, Pat. But
sure, I know. When I was in the Miss Personality competition years ago, it was... what did you say there towards the end? She said something, didn't she? She said something. I know what's going on there. Somebody bet you to say something.
No,
really,
I didn't say that.
I hope you won the bet. You deserved it. Look, she's going to be all like, I didn't do anything. Okay. Well, look, let's get a picture for our Facebook page, because
yes,
people should
yeah.
see you. You're wearing a beautiful dress today, by
oh,
the way.
Thank you very yeah. much. I got it in my, sorry now, but I got it in Tullamore in Electric Candy. They've sponsored me some fabulous dresses throughout the competition.
Well, I think it's good to mention
yeah,
local
yeah,
business and
yeah.
give them a leg up, as it were, and nothing wrong with that at all.
No.
Do you want to mention anyone else while we're here?
Just the local Edenderry Credit Union. They've sponsored me as well. So I've had loads of sponsors. Teresa Nugent for giving me my hat for Ladies' Day, and Andrea... Andrea Byrne Angela Burns for giving me jewellery.
Oh, I thought you were pointing your head for giving me a new hair.
No.
I see. You're being well looked after by people, which is good. Yeah. Yeah, well, you deserve it. Laura, good luck.
Thanks very much, Ryan. Thanks.
You've been a lovely contestant, as they say, and I really hope it works out. But either way, I hope you've had fun getting there.
I have, yes.
Thank you so much. Okay, we'll do our picture now, and I'll take a little bit of music while we're doing that.